The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Of course I took lessons. You don't get this ignorant without taking lessons. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got Michael Housen is going to join me. He's got his own show that he does every morning called House Rules. And Michael and I don't really see eye to eye. And last week we were talking about the, you know, what happens if Trump is last man standing. Well, guess what? We're going to find out because I'm going to have him on tonight. And I'm going to rub a little salt in his wound or wounds. I don't know how many he's got. But I know he's not happy about any of this. And I don't really care. He's not. I really don't care. He's not happy. So let's go through the, I'm going to call it the loon list. All right? These are the stories you guys have sent me during the week. And some of them I haven't got to. Some of them I have got to. I've kind of touched on. Because I'll give you a little teaser. And then I rant and run out of time. And I never really get to the story. And then somebody will send me an email going, yeah, okay, thanks for doing that to me. The next story, I think this is great. You know, my mantra has been, there's no such thing as equality for all. They when the other side, when the left tells you they're looking for equality for all, they don't mean that. Let's just be honest about it. It's simply a lie. Can we agree on that? And I can prove it. Because whenever we do something to try to stop what we're uncomfortable with someone on the left, when we ask them not to, or we go to court to keep it from happening, well, we're some kind of phobic. We're, you know, homophobic, educationophobic, Islamophobic. I mean, there's some kind of phobic. And based on some of the interviews I've seen Jesse Waters do, and a few others, you know, Mark Dice and a couple of others, Jimmy Kimmel, yeah, they don't even know how to spell phobic, let alone what it means. So now we have an LGBT group calling for the unconstitutional federal ban, you ready for this one? Of single-sex bathrooms. That's right. So what they want to do is they want to make it a law that a school cannot have a single-sex bathroom. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, think about it. There's a continued push, you know, because anything traditional, anything that they think that we consider the norm from the 1950s back can't possibly be the norm now, can it? You know, think about this. They really do. They drive me out of my mind because I look at this stuff and I say, how do you guys, the way you try to shove it down our throats, how do you guys expect us to even take you seriously? You can't even decide on your own. That's why this gender stuff is so confusing. You can't even decide on your own what's real and what isn't. Right? Gender fluidity, right? Gender questioning, what is it? I mean, I can come up with a dozen different terms that they use. Some colleges have 26 different designations for gender. 26! And I just did a story tonight about, you know, hate speech, about a teacher being looked at for hate speech because she said that God created two. He created male and female. He did. His book says he created male and female. Period. You don't like it? Rewrite the Bible. And then good luck with that. I'll sit back and watch. Now, the insanity never stops with these people. Okay? If we do it, we're haters. They do it, they're justice riders. So they want a mandate for K through 12 public schools that single sex bathrooms or genderized bathrooms, gotta love all these. You know what? If we still only had print and we didn't have electronics, right? Webster's dictionary would be what? 22,000 pages, maybe more. Now, the administration goes on to write, we welcome this sensible and very important decision that promotes fairness and dignity for all students by holding that trans students who were denied access to a restroom has a valid Title IX claim of illegal discrimination. Now, that's from the National Center, for Transgender Equality. In light of this important one, now, for those of you who don't know what the Title IX is all about, the Title IX came down, and basically, in a nutshell, what it is that girls and boys get equal and fair treatment when it comes to all access on school sites. You know, bathrooms, sports, programs, you know what I mean? Just equal access for all children. So they're using the Title IX to say, by calling a bathroom male and female, now here's the problem. I'm going to tell you how confused they are. They brought lawsuits that say you can't change the name of a bathroom. That's why they're loons. See, they're saying by making a bathroom, male or female, okay, and then telling someone who identifies as female, you know, that they can't use that bathroom, or if we take it and make it a gender-neutral bathroom, you're not really honoring the transgender person. Because you're just doing that to accommodate them, to make everything okay. And if a transgender identifies as female, then they should be able to use a female. This is how confusing this gets. So one group wants no gender on the bathroom, others want a gender on the bathroom. Make up your mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. And you are listening on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up on the website. Let's have some fun with that today. Let me finish up on this. This is why a lot of us on the right, and even some moderates, we don't care what you say on the left anymore. Okay? You left progressives, we just don't care. And I know you're sitting there fuming right now going, well, we'll make you care. Well, you do that. Okay, you go ahead and make me care. All right? And I know the only way you guys do this is through hate yourself. You love it when you try to make people lose jobs. You love it when you try to, you know, hurt their income or hurt their family in some way, shape, manner, or form. To you, that's the right way to do things. because you're right and everybody else is wrong, no matter what. We used to call that pig-headed, stubbornness, dogmatic. I mean, with all those negative terms, and all of a sudden you want to think that they make sense. You're the same group of people that think protesting is when you walk down the street and you destroy as much public property as humanly possible, burning down CVSs and beating up on people. You're the ones that are backwards and screwed, not us. Yeah, I said it. And yes, I am passing judgment on you. You are wrong. You want to protest? You hold up signs. You yell at people. You write, you write stories in the paper. Whatever it is, you do not destroy vehicles. You do not jump up and down on police cars. You do not shoot at policemen. These are not protests. You're nothing but a bunch of thugs and rioters. That's all you are. And again, it's not that I don't care because I don't care about your plight as a human being. I don't want anybody to be disrespected on purpose. If you're disrespected because you can't wrap your mind around something, like those kids that couldn't handle the Trump 2016 on campuses, that is not my problem. That's yours. You can't deal with something you don't like seeing. That's your problem. And frankly, I'd love to know what your parents taught you. Yeah. I'm saying it. You do have a role in how your kids grow up and how they handle things. And now you've got this group of people out there that think it should be unconstitutional to have a single-sex bathroom on a campus. And you don't care what anybody else thinks. You just don't care. Because one of you, or a small percentage of you, feel this is right because you were made this way, or you are this way, or whatever the scenario is, everybody else has to accept you. That's where you screw up. No, they don't. Now, they may have to tolerate you. They can't treat you badly. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't let them make fun of you. I wouldn't let them demean you. But they do not have to accept you. There's a big difference there. You don't accept us, but you're too much of a coward to admit that. You don't accept conservative Christians. You think they're all whacked. I've grabbed screenshots just to prove my point at a time. Because I believe in something I can't touch. I believe in something. Here we go. Thanks for setting me off, right? I believe in something that I'm talking to, right? I'm mentally ill. You boneheads want to make pedophilia okay and not a mental illness, but those of us who do believe in a God, you want to make us have a mental illness. You want to make that a mental illness. And these are true. These aren't just me pulling these things out of the air. These are stories that we've done. And you wonder why we call you loons. You believe in evolution. You can't prove any of it. You can only speculate. Even the smartest scientists say, we think. And they even change some of the processes they swear by about every 10 years. There are no transitional fossils whatsoever. So you can't tie anything together. Most, you know, the old joke about the missing link, right? So most of your transitions, like, you know, going from a single cell, whatever, in a puddle of mud, to a human being that can perfectly take care of itself as long as you give it the right nutrients. Yeah, that's all millions of years of our billions, depending on what you believe. That's all billions of years of accidents, of mutations. You with me? So this is, you always scream about being logical. You Christians aren't logical. You believe in God. You don't believe in science. No, we just don't believe that science made God. We believe God made science. And we are logical because God does everything decent in order. And no, he doesn't come down and breathe air into our nostrils. He created a system on the planet that creates oxygen for us so we can live and breathe and not suffocate. That's what we believe. And yes, I know that the Christian community is split on how old the earth is. Well, get over yourself. Guess what? I don't believe the earth is 6,000 years old. I believe it's a lot older than that, obviously. But it doesn't matter. God doesn't care what I believe how old the earth is. It's not the fight. Anyway, let me move on. How did I get here? Never mind. I find it the stretch that you have to make to believe in the Big Bang Theory. mean, you got something. Atoms formed out of absolutely nothing, the vacuum of space, there was absolutely nothing. Because if there was something, you got to decide who created something. How did something come about when there was nothing to create something? I feel like I'm doing a George Carlin piece here. And then out of nowhere, out of nothing, nothing came up with a couple of molecules, or a couple of atoms, that somehow found each other in this vast nothingness, slammed into each other, created a big explosion, and now, over a series of billions of years, we've had all these mutations and accidents and power sources going out, putting all these galaxies in exactly the right order, in exactly the right spaces, in exactly the right orbit. Think about something. These are all a series of mistakes. There are more and more scientists coming in line with the fact. Now, they're not saying, no, it's God. Don't get me wrong. They're not coming over to the God of Jesus Christ. They're not doing that. But what they're saying is there is obviously some kind of divine intervention in all of this. Because there's so many holes in what they believe, they're coming back around to, hey, you know, there's got to be, maybe a creator did set this in motion and leave. And the rest is all about science. They seem to be able to wrap their mind around that. Now, the exact best explanation I've heard from an atheist about how the universe was created, I swear this is true. I had an atheist on the show once who said, look, I believe there was once a God. And that God was tinkering around in his workshop. I should go back and get that someday and try to replay it. And God was tinkering around in his workshop and blew the place up. That's right. He created an explosion. So he blew himself up, and it's his energy that's keeping all this stuff going. I went, all right. If I was uneducated, I could buy that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Science on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Collect yourself, collect your thoughts, and come on back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Science Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back, and yes, you're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I just appreciate the time you spend with me, being interactive, being on top of things, so to speak. You know, I need input. I need pushback. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I just want to say 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I just want to finish this up because this story is making me sick. You know, it's it seems like they just, you know, the left doesn't care of the detriment. The left progressives, I'll put it that way. They just don't care the detriment. My 10-year-old daughter, 12-year-old daughter, doesn't need to see a naked man, half-naked man, a transgender that still has some of the equipment. I mean, there's no reason for it. And the thing that irritates me about this, as do many fathers, stop telling me what's good for my daughter. You don't have a right. I can't tell you what's good for yours or your son. You get all over me. Why? Because I'm on the right and I'm a religious man and I'm a detriment to my own kids. That's how pig-headed and stubborn you are. You know, I don't know what parents have done to their children to make them think, and some of these children now are 30 and 40, to make them think that they're right about everything. I don't think I am. I say more times than those fools on the left, I'm not an expert at this. I bring people in that are. I don't know about this. There's issues I don't know anything about. That's why I bring people in. But you want a law. You want to make it, I love this, unconstitutional to have single-sex bathrooms. You're just a nut job. There's no other way to put it. You're a nut job. Okay, I got to breathe here. So I emceed, if you would, ran chairman of a group that celebrated or had its 12th Mayor's prayer breakfast today. Now, there's 6,500 variations of that breakfast that go on in this country on today. And I could get all spiritually hooky on you and explain, you know, what's going on in the background behind it and all that, but I'm not going to. And I bring in speakers, some of them are the guests on the show, like William Federer. He was a speaker today. And the thing behind it, or the hilarious thing, there's a small group, as is in every town, there's a small group of people. And this goes right in line with the stories that we do on a regular basis. They feel it's wrong. They feel like they're talking for the greater good of the people that are out there. Now, they can't pull anybody together, it seems. And I'm not making fun. I'm making truth here. So we can have 250 to 300 people show up at our event. We're all wrong, hateful, bigoted people. Right? And then what happens is they're all gung-ho, ready to go. They've got all this stuff going on, and they have seven people show up. Because those people are so sold out to the cause. And I'm not making fun of those seven people. Actually, I give them a lot of credit. They actually got up, got out, and did something like I'm telling you guys to do on a regular basis. So again, I give them credit for being willing to go out there and do something. But if you speak for the majority, and this is how you handle everything, why did only seven of you show up? If this was such a bad, outrageous thing, why didn't a bigger part of the community show up? Now, I get almost 300 people there, and they're paying $30 a head to go. I had Muslims, atheists. We had a same-sex couple there. We had, I won't say a majority of, but we had a lot of people from different walks of life. And nobody walked out offended. Not one. Now, the naysayers out front, the hilarious thing about it is none of them have ever been. They take comments to the keynote speaker say. Now, William Federer has written 20 books on American heritage. He's written 20 books on the history of America. And the only thing, I love this, the only thing that the God, I hate when I do this to myself. The only thing they could pick out is he wrote a book on the history of Islam. And with that said, think about what I'm telling you. He wrote a book on the history of Islam. Right? Not how bad Islam is. Not what a lousy religion it is or a religion to hate or any of that stuff. He simply wrote a factual book about the history, and they're going out of their minds. I don't get it. I mean, they have no problem with writing a book about the history of the Crusades, the Christian Crusades, right? A nasty time in Christian history. And the part that they miss, the total part that they miss is this is a day of prayer breakfast, right? This is a day of prayer event. We prayed more than we did anything else. We didn't talk about other religions. We didn't talk about other peoples. We didn't talk about other idiots in the world. I can't hear. It's different. The keynote speaker, who's a hater, you know, he hates Islam, he hates the LGBT, he hates everybody that isn't a old, white, Christian male. Don't you know that? That's what they'd have you believe. No, you know what he talked about? He talked about President Washington declaring a national day of prayer after the Whiskey Rebellion. He talked about John Adams did the same when France threatened war. He talked about how President Madison had a day of fasting and prayer during the War of 1812. How President Tyler asked the country to pray when President Harrison died. How President Tyler had established when a cholera epidemic swept the nation. President Buchanan proclaimed a national day of prayer to avert civil strife, just like President Lincoln did during the Civil War. All these nasty, hateful things he talked about. I don't know how my wife and I stayed in there. What a bunch of bigots. What a bunch of haters. Talk about praying for our current leadership. If you believe in prayer, if you don't believe in prayer, nobody got made fun of. If you don't believe in prayer, then send, I don't know, I've heard some of you speak, so I'm not making fun of you. Send your good thoughts, send your good vibes to do whatever it is you do. Andrew Johnson proclaimed a day of prayer when Lincoln was shot. So did President Wilson during World War I. There was no outcry by the country. What a great thing to do. In 1952, President Truman affirmed the National Day of Prayer, saying, "We stand in special need of divine support." Oh, my God. A president that wanted some divine help. I will never understand why these people, yes, you heard me, these people see the need. When we say we don't want male and female bathrooms, I mean, we don't want same-sex bathrooms, whatever we say, whatever the claim we say, we're haters. We're phobes. We're small-minded. But we want to believe in prayer. We want to pray for our leaders. We're not allowed to do that. We're idiots. I'm sorry. Who's the hater? Help me understand. Who's the hater? They'll never admit to it. So this is the stuff that mentally floors me. I look at this and I go, how do you justify this in your head? Are you with me? You follow me when I'm saying on this? And the other part of this whole thing, which I find just amazingly funny, yeah, I do find it funny, is they so believe that they're right and everybody else is such bigots and haters. They'll never see their faults. They'll never see who they really are because they walk in the door believing you are all wrong no matter what you believe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting tweet. But you know what? Don't you love that? See, that's like you tell it's real radio. I don't cut any of that out. We don't clean it up. You can't. Not if you wanted to. And when you come back in and your voice is gone. I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, be part of the conversation. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Be part of the conversation. You know, it's. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do appreciate the texts you send me, the tweets you send me, all that stuff that you do. Because it shows me you're engaged and you're paying attention. And I love it when you're engaged and paying attention. Look at, if you're informed, you have a clue, right? Or am I off here? I don't think so. All right, so you hear the commercials. And I know some of you don't like when I do this, but you know what? You got to get over yourselves, because this is since I've learned about these people, since I've been working with these people, I got to tell you, is you complain that you want control back. You complain that you hate Obamacare, that there's nothing really good about it. It costs you more. You complain about all these things. And then I'm giving you an opportunity here. At least call and check about it. Right? Does it cost you anything but a few minutes of your time? And maybe you missed this year's health care deadline. You don't have any kind of health care. Okay? You don't have to worry about it, though, because Liberty Health Share has the answer. They can help you for real. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. You don't have to wait for the waves to come through. You don't have to wait, oh, it's that time again. You know, everybody's updating their insurance. You can do it anytime you want to. Frustrated with yours not working right, just go to theirs. Even if you've already enrolled and you've had that program shoved down your throat. I mean, look at me. I need, if I go to a true Obamacare exchange, I got to get, what do they call it? The pregnancy pills or birth control. What do I need birth control pills for? Now, again, they have programs. You choose what you want. You choose the kind of plan. They give you control. They give control. I'm a control freak. You know that. Look around. But they give control back to us. We maintain control. You can manage your own health care. You can stay in good standing. You won't get hit with any of the fines or the penalties. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed. Right? Individuals don't have health insurance. If you haven't been paying attention, You get dinged. You have to pay a fine for something you can't afford to do. Now, Liberty HealthShare plans also allow their members the ability to choose. You ready for this one? Only this is real. This isn't phony just to get you to vote for me. You can choose any doctor or any hospital across the nation. Period. No, that's a real period, though. And memberships are for individuals, couples, and families. Leave FIDO out of it. They don't do dog stuff. I think that's crazy. But anyway, that's a story for another day. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, and you don't want to, look, you don't even have to sign a contract. You want to kill it in 30 days because you hate it doesn't work? No problem. It's contract-free healthcare. Check them out, 855-585-4237. You're going to write this down? 855-585-4237. You know, in the old days, we used to write it on our hands. And then idiots like me would go wash your hand and go, where the heck's that number? Right? You can visit healthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. But the 855, but you get to talk to a human being, ask them all kinds of questions. Anyway, I am Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, let's get back to some of the crazy stories that I love so much. I'm still reeling on that. I don't know. You guys remember that story about the Catholic worker, the worked at the Catholic college, and they're being investigated on hate speech crimes because they said that God created male and female. You know, right? They're talking to a group. I guess it was an LGBTQ group, but it wasn't like you went in there and she said, "You guys are bad. You're wrong." They were in open dialogue. They were just talking. They were having a conversation. And when the school, ultimately, she's being investigated for hate crimes. And I got to thinking about that. This is a Catholic university, but apparently, as you see with the healthcare issues, the universities, the offshoots of the Catholic Church or any church in particular, are not exempt from these things. Now, so my pastor can talk against, or I won't say talk against, I don't want to do that. But my pastor, at the pulpit, can talk about how God made him male and female, how God is not for same-sex marriage. He can get away with that from behind the pulpit. If he's asked to speak at the Rotary group, and they ask him for his take on this, and he says God only made two genders, male and female, he could go to jail for that. He could be investigated for that. Does that scare anybody else? Did that just send a cold chill up your back or what? It did for me. So all the stuff where it said, again, I'm going to go back to my mantra of the year. They don't want equality. They want control. Superiority. That's what they really want. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you fight this. Unless we really stick up for ourselves. Unless you're really willing to put it out there, push back. Like, I do it all the time. And I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it because, you know, some of you think I like this lightning rod position. Some of you think I like all this. I would like a little time down where somebody has a point going, that's the guy that said. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that be nice to be able to walk somewhere with your wife, your family, what have you? And you know, some people are looking at you, they're hating your guts for what you stand. And listen, don't get me wrong. I get a lot of people when I'm out and about that recognize me or know me will say, hey, keep up the good work. Love what you do. But, you know, in all fairness, I would love to look at them and say, so what am I, an army of one? Where are you guys? Are you there with me? Are you willing to come out and fight this with me? And how are you actually doing? Now, some of you, I say, and again, I'm not picking on you, but here's the deal. If you don't want to get out there in front of people and do something, then support guys like me. Right? Support us. Donate to the show. Go to our sponsors. Let them know that you're listening. Let them know that you love it. And the problem for years is that Christians and conservatives and people, I won't just say people of faith, but people of strong moral values, you have allowed the left to make you feel bad about that. You know, somebody said it today. You had the loons come out of the closet and they chased us in and you go willingly. Don't do it. Don't do it anymore. When they start pushing, and you know, this, I just closed that window. What an idiot. Oh, no, I didn't. Right? You watching all this Trump stuff going down, and they're talking about how bad the Trump people, and listen to what they have to say. Well, why don't listen to what the other side has to say. Look at what those people did to the Trump supporters that were just simply exercising their free speech rights. They didn't like it. The other side didn't like it. Yeah, those people with the Mexican flags, they didn't like it. So they beat up on Trump supporters. I mean, I think Bernie supporters are brain dead. I'm not going to go beat them up in the street. I'm not going to go tell them what an idiot is they are to start pounding on them, which is why I say to you, when somebody gets on your case, so you turn around and say, you know what? I feel sorry that you don't believe in a God, that you believe that when you die, you get put in a box and you become worm food. That's it for you? Oh, you poor thing. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to show you how much smarter I am than you are. You ready for this? I may make myself delusional my whole life believing in a God that doesn't exist. And I may do things that are maybe some, because I want to please my God. I want to please my Father in heaven, right? I mean, and the whole thing is a lie and a joke, and when I die, I'll never know. So I've lived a life for others based on a higher power, something more has more value than just me to help other people out. And if there is a God, I believe there is, but I'm just saying, if there is a God, and I get in front of him, he's going to say, you know what? Thank you for using the resources I gave you to help other people. And that's going to make me very happy. And if there is no God, I'm nothing but worm food. There's no consciousness. I will never know. So why do you care? What have I missed in my life if I just simply believe in a God? Let that sit in your head for a while. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Rail Side. Thanks for sitting through my rants. I appreciate it so much. And I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Let your loved ones, your unloved ones, your friends, your whatever know about the show. I really honestly do appreciate the time. We'll be back in a little bit. Michael Haslam joins me in the next hour. We're going to do a little cruise poking on him. We'll be back in a few minutes.